Hey guys, we are on day 5 of our unlearning series, and today we're looking at the limiting belief that marketing, that sales is sleazy. We're, you know, creative people. We want to sell our work. We want to do what we love for a living, but sometimes there's this limiting belief that if you put your work out there, if you try to sell it, that you are being sleazy and scuzzy and you don't want to be one of those people. You know what I'm saying? But this is a limiting belief, so we're going to look at that today. Now remember, this was recorded live in our private Facebook group, Unconventional Leaders. So the audio is, you know, a live recording, so it's not perfect, but we can get past that, right? Because it's such an important topic. Let's go ahead and get into this.
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice and make an impact in this world.
We've been going through 10 days of unlearning to ring in the new year because I know everybody's got some goals, right? They've been making them. They've been writing them down. At least I hope you've been writing them down and planning and casting vision for all the things that you want to accomplish, the kind of man, the kind of woman that you want to become. And I'm all about that life, y'all. Trust me, I got a spreadsheet for everything. But there are some limiting beliefs that we all have to unlearn and examine ourselves with and be very, very honest about the internal beliefs that we have that may keep us back this year from accomplishing the things that we say that we want to do. Because there's no amount of planning or formulas or whatever that can really bring forth what it is that we desire. And we just, it sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really enjoy talking about all of this. I'm not going to lie to you. I would rather talk about a bunch of external stuff because that's the easy part, right? We can get a course for just about anything. This is the stuff that's really, really hard to talk about. So let's do it. Well, let's do it, right? Today, we're going to be talking about marketing feeling sleazy. Marketing, selling feels gross. I don't want to do it. I want to put my work out in the world. I want to get paid to do what I love, but also I don't want to be that person. And y'all know what I'm talking about. We've all been burnt by them. We've all been hurt by them. Make a rap song about it. So we don't want to become that person that sticks in your mind right now, but we need to sell, but we need to market. So it's this really difficult balance, or so it may seem, to try to figure out how to remain true to who you are, how to be a good human, how to respect other people and be kind and intentional and yet still market and sell things. And the reason that I added this into this series is I think this is the thing that gets brought up more than almost anything else with the people that I work with, content creators, people who are building courses and memberships and trying to make a living doing what they love. This is something that I've had to face and check myself with over and over and over again. And I think it's a great thing that we may struggle with it. I do. I think it's a wonderful sign because for me, the fact that you may worry about this shows me it may not be as much of a problem as you think about it. Because the people out there who are just rolling over people, right? They don't, you know, think like, oh gosh, I hope I'm not being sleazy right now because, well, but the fact that we're even concerned about it to me is a sign that you're not. In fact, it's almost the opposite end where that fear is swinging you to the far other side where you're playing small, which is just as much of a disservice to you as being this pushy, sleazy person. And also too, just as much of a disservice as the people that you want to serve because, well, they don't know about you and they aren't able to partake in whatever it is that you're selling, whether it be a service or a product. The other day, I was on a call with a client of mine and she was just so overwhelmed because one of her big goals this year was to really grow her business. But she kept saying, I just cannot talk about it. I can't put it out there. I feel so bad. I feel so sleazy about this. And so we've talked about this concept, and this is what I wanted to share with you guys tonight, is if you're hesitant to market your business or your brand to me, that's a sign that we have forgotten the value of it, right? And so there's either one of two things. Either A, we really don't believe in the value of what we do, which could be valid, right? Like it could be that there is no value there and it's not something you really like. Have you ever been involved in a business having to sell things that you don't really believe in? I know I have. And we have to be honest about that. Do I really believe in what I'm doing? Do I really believe in this product? Do I really believe in this service? Truly. And it's okay if you say no. That's great, because then you can skedaddle out of there, find something that you do believe in, or make the adjustments that you need to make this something that you're proud to stand behind, right? So it could either be that it's just not there, or that we need to remind ourselves what that value is. So if you can say, yes, I honestly believe that there is value to what I'm selling, how can we remind ourselves what that value is and reconnect with that? Because the truth is, we're all marketing, right? We're always marketing. You're always telling people about the products and services that you're using. You can either directly tell them, or you're posting about it, you're bragging about it, you're taking pictures with it. We're already marketing things. It's just for some reason, lines get blurred when we're the creator of that, because then we're thinking, oh man, am I doing this to manipulate people? Am I doing this to, you know, just get something from them? Because let's be honest, there are a lot of people, especially in the online space, who are doing that, who are deceiving people, who are hurting people, who are pressuring people into making a sale. And I'm going to tell you, if you ever feel pressured that you have to do something or you're not going to be successful. I was just talking to someone a minute ago, you know, people say, well, you're not going to be able to do this without me. That's manipulation, right? There are so many people online doing that right now. And I truly believe you don't need anything. You can choose to invest in something because it adds to you. But when you really believe that your success is dependent on someone else, that's manipulation. So there are people, obviously, out there like that. And this is so damaging, right? For so many reasons, but that's not what we're talking about today. Again, I believe if you're even concerned about coming across that way, you don't need to be as worried. You just need to ask yourself these hard questions of, do I really see the value in what I'm doing? Because marketing isn't about shoving things down people's throats, right? It's not about slamming people and hitting them over the head and making them do something. It's really supposed to be an act of service, right? Like if I really believe that I have something that someone else can really benefit from, why would I not share that? Now there's when people start to feel bad about it, I think is when, again, that pressure is applied where you have to have this. Because, and this is something I shared the other day in one of our mastermind groups, there's a lot of people who want the opportunity to work with you or to learn from you or to, you know, learn about your product or whatever it may. They want that opportunity, but we're not giving them the opportunity, right? We're not putting that opportunity out there. And so they never know that you might have the answer to their problem. And here's the truth. They're going to go to someone else. If you're a photographer, right? I was talking to a photographer the other day and they're like, oh, there's so many other photographers out in the world. Of course there are, right? If you're a photographer and you're not being open, like, hey, I am open and available to do some of this stuff. Maybe somebody's looking for a photographer. And guess what? If they don't go to you, they're going to go to someone else. And is that their fault? No, right? You didn't give them the opportunity. You didn't present the option that you're there, that you're available to them. If you have a product like Cindy, she sells these beauty products that completely transformed her life and her daughter's life. And she's so passionate about it. And I love it. And when she shares about it, it's never in this pushy, mean way. It's in such a way of service where she's like, if you struggle with some of this, if you're concerned about some of this, I am here to help you, right? So again, returning back to the service element of what we do and really asking ourselves, do I really believe this helps people? Again, and if it doesn't, maybe it's time to really be honest and say, how can I make this into something that I'm super proud to share about, right? And over deliver on it. But if that's good, we've got to reconnect again with how people are served and helped with this. Because when we can reconnect with that, and that's our assignment. I'm putting assignments for you and I to revisit and learn this next year through this idea of unlearning. Our assignment is to really reconnect again with the service element of why we do what we do. Get very specific. How does this transform somebody's life? How does this really help someone? Do I really believe that? Do I truly believe it? Because when we can visually see that in our minds, these people being helped, these people being served, and the connection between what we have to offer, whether it's a product or service, and how that transformation is a byproduct of that. You won't think about marketing being sleazy because it's literally just sharing. It's literally just presenting an opportunity and people can take it. They don't. It's not a big deal. And again, dude, this is some like rewiring crap that goes down to money mindset and worthiness and all this stuff that we're not going to get all into this episode. But I just wanted to kind of open that dialogue, open that conversation, get your thoughts thinking again about service and how we're all already marketing, right? You're doing it whether you realize it or not. And that, yes, there is a very real side to manipulation and the really crappy way of doing it. But the fact that you even care about that, again, to me, is that you're on the right track. And so really us focusing this next year on building your confidence, building your belief around your contribution in this world is so, so important. That's why the inner work is so important, personal development, being around the right people. I hope this was helpful. It was short to the point. How about that, y'all? I hope that was super encouraging to you. I want you to be successful in your work this year. Remember that your art, your creativity, your contribution to this world matters, and you've got to tell people about it. I would love to hear from you. Text me. It's 501-214-4307. Let me know what you thought about this episode and heck, this whole freaking series. Again, that is 501-214-4307. I love you. I'm in your corner. See you soon.